And welcome to the Uncut 90. I'm your host, Dolakwa here. With me, I have a few special guests and analysts. We have a big episode today. We're going to decide the La Liga team of all time, starting from roughly the 90s. Hopefully you listened to the last episode, so you know how we did that for the EPL. Hopefully you can see right there, there's Kerry is here with us.
Yeah, Wes in the building.
Winfred is here as well.
Well, I won.
And Ruki, who refuses to share her picture. She doesn't want us to see picture, video, anything. She's here as well.
Why is that necessary? Hello.
Because you can see that we're recording video. Like, what are you hiding?
It's necessary for our viewers, Ruki.
Yeah, our viewers. And, like, you're even going to help us get more viewers. They're going to be like, oh, wow, there's a girl there. Oh, let me see what this is about.
Say,
like,
oh, well, let's see this babe.
Exactly.
Yeah, hiding from the feds.
You think I come to watch NBC because of the two Robbies?
No. I'm about to say, like,
I
come on, man.
For Rebecca Lowe.
Oh, Kate Abdo. Kate Abdo is my owner.
Huh. Yo, Kate Abdo is, you know what? Let's not go down this road right now.
Is this what the big episode is about?
Yeah, so like I kind of mentioned already, we're going to decide our La Liga all-time team, starting from roughly the 90s. So some huge names like De Stefano is not going to be in our team because most of us were not alive during those times. We didn't really get to watch them. So It would be kind of unfair to compare and to speak about it like we know that much about it. We're going to start from what we actually do know and have some solid knowledge about. So last time what we did was we had Emeka was here and he kind of like suggested a couple of people. Winfred, do you want to kind of do that for us? I don't know. I know you're not necessarily prepared to give us 10 million names, man. But give us a couple of choices. Sure. We'll try to do the 4-4-2 as well since we did that for EPL. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually not prepared to be able to do that, to be honest with you.
It's okay. We can.
But I mean, come on, Winfred, with your extended knowledge of the league, you know, like, you know, you come on telling us La Liga this, La Liga that, you should be.
Ross, you should be always strapped. Ross, I can give you a 4-4-2 formation of the greatest La Liga players, and I doubt you would even refute one name on that list.
Okay, so why don't we start with goalkeeper? Who's the goalkeeper that you're thinking?
Oh, there's only one, Iker Casillas. Ooh, Valdez? No, Iker Casillas.
But I mean, in like, given the list, you can mention him, you know, right?
Exactly. Give us some choices, even, some names.
I'm not even going to waste our breath. Casillas, let's just stop right there.
Okay, so before we do our official vote, I'm going to throw out a couple of names because somebody has to give us some options. And we have to honor some people. Like, it's not just about the 11. It's about all the other names that we consider. Do you guys remember Canizares?
That was who I was going to go to. I mean, yes. That guy's a legend. I remember...
That's not a bad shout-out.
I remember watching him like as a kid, like 9, 10 years old, and that guy was something. That Valencia team made it to 2 Champions Leagues in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They lost both of them, but I mean, those 2 years for them were really, really good.
Incredible fit.
I think they even won the league with Rafa Benitez.
Yeah, I think so.
Did they win the league?
I have to fact check. No, they did win the league at some point. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, maybe it was even after him. Maybe it was even after he left. But yeah, you can fact check that. But regardless.
They did. Valencia won La Liga 2003-04.
Yeah.
And it was with Rafa, of course, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
So that's a worthy candidate. I'm glad we brought him up and gave him some shout outs and all that. Who else did I have? I did a bit of research, so we have some names to talk about. Zubizarreta, do you guys know that guy?
Yeah, I remember that guy.
I actually don't know who that is.
Oh yeah, he was a good goalkeeper too. But yeah, I think we can do our votes. Goalkeepers might not be that difficult. We'll have more conversation when we need to have conversation. So Ruki, I'm gonna start with you. Who do you have for our goalkeeper of this La Liga team?
I am going to co-sign with Winfred and say Casillas.
Okay. Kerry?
Yeah, Casillas.
Okay. Winfred, you already told us it must be Casillas. We shouldn't even ask you. So, Casillas it is. All right.
Well, what about you, Popo?
Oh, come on, man. Casillas all day. Sent Ike. I have to giving the love. I just have to, you know, I'm just going to be the quote-unquote objective person here, try to throw out some other names just so, like, you guys consider them. But, yeah, no, I think Iker Casillas has to be the goalkeeper of this team. I mean, for what he accomplished at Real Madrid all those years, like, when he was, like, starting at, what, 17, 18? Like, he was incredible. And I've heard people try to hate on him in recent times. I was confused. But Casillas is, like, all-time great.
Period. Yeah, I feel like during the end of his career, he lost a little bit of form, but even the Casillas that's lost form is still a really good
player. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I see no reason why people were hating on him, especially like towards the last 2 years at Madrid and then this little spell at Porto.
I don't know.
People seem to forget very early. When it comes to players.
I'm actually, one of the people that was hating big on Casillas, David, refuses to show up for this, but I would really love to hear his explanation for why Casillas was not good to him and his general hate of Real Madrid.
David said Casillas is no good?
He said he just never liked him. He said he wasn't, I forget how he said it, but pretty much he said he wasn't special. Like, he was like, he's just all right.
Basically, like, he was an average goalkeeper.
I need to start checking everything he says now. I have to now start thinking about it because for you to make statements like that, that means something's going on. But that whole family, I know that they say weird stuff. So.
Wow. You gonna wait on the episode he's not here just to batter the whole family? Damn.
Man. Next time they will show up and defend themselves.
Very true. You have to come here and defend yourself. All right, let's move to left back. Left back, Winfred, tell us what left back you're thinking is the number one, and let's see if we can give us some more thought.
Man, Roberto Carlos.
Roberto Carlos. Tell us why. Why is he the number one for you?
Well, it's between Roberto Carlos and Marcelo, but...
Marcelo, okay. I'm actually surprised by that.
Yeah, I'll give Jordi Alba a little shout.
I feel like Roberto Carlos is more grounded. Defensively, he was not the best, but his recovery pace and his recovery made up for some of his positional problems. Going forward, he was like really good, one of the really good left backs to in terms of attacking. His defensive attributes, you could see needed some work, but again, he was strong, had the recovery pace to make up for it. The reason why I wouldn't say Marcelo is because Marcelo only has one one predominantly good attribute going forward. Going tracking back defensive work, he's not the best. So I would go for Roberto Carlos.
Kerry, do you think it would be outlandish for me to say that Marcelo might actually be better than Roberto Carlos going forward?
No, actually,
it wouldn't be
outlandish because Marcelo had a bit more skill going forward.
More dribbling.
Marcelo used to dribble guys like a left winger, like, you know, leg overs, everything, like scoring very, very good goals as a left back. But I would definitely still go with Roberto Carlos. The guy's a legend. Like, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, yo, picking this team is actually quite easy. Now, if I, like, when I'm scanning the whole team in my head, like, yo, picking like the greatest in La Liga is probably going to be easier than EPL.
Yeah. Rookie, what do you think about that? What do you think it means if we decide or if we find that this exercise is way easier for La Liga? Like, what does that, to you, what does that mean? What does that say?
To me, I think it speaks to how...
Sorry, Rookie.
Go ahead.
I want to say that that's kind of what makes the EPL more interesting. The fact that there's no straight shooter for any position really in EPL, whereas with La Liga, you can pretty much name about five or six positions and no one's really going to argue about who's getting picked for those.
Okay. I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm gonna be the moderator here, but I can see why you would have such a perspective. For left back, I don't have too many names to bring up, but would you guys consider Eric Abidal for your left back spot?
No.
How about Ayala?
Ayala was more of a center back.
Really? I thought Ayala was a left back.
No, he was a center back.
Ayala was a center back for Argentina, right?
Yeah.
He was a center back. Man, he made a lot of mistakes, man.
He was on that. He was on that team that won the league with Valencia as well.
Yeah. He was. He was definitely.
Roberto Ayala. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know why nobody like Jordi Alba deserves a shout. Come on.
Notable mention. But
before, like, man,
would you take Jordi Alba over Marcelo?
No, I wouldn't. No. But I'm just saying he just deserves a shout because there was like a solid 3-year period where he was just unplayable. Maybe even 4. You know, man, like when he moved from first of all, he balled out at Valencia, then Barca got him, and then he was just amazing. And then that Euro 2012, man, Jordi Alba was something else. Like that, you know, he was just amazing. So he deserves. And if he maintained that level when he first came to Barca, like till now, I might, you know, be shouting about him more. But he definitely dipped after, like, you know, maybe 2014. 2015.
I think that dip was because Barcelona never fixed their right back situation after Alves left. Because when you look at it, his greatest times at Jordi Alba was when he was playing alongside Dani Alves. You know, because if the two flanks are working at equal strength, then you won't have to overload. Because when you watch Barcelona in recent times, because they don't trust the right backs, every attack goes on Albert's side, normally. Yeah, on the left side. And then you got to remember, Neymar also left, and they never really replaced Neymar. So you don't have a solid right back that would take part in the attacking. So everything is going through Alba. You don't have a left winger that was actually phenomenal for Alba to, you know, interplay with. So the whole system of Barcelona changed, and then it made Alba a little bit vulnerable in a sense, if I would want to say it like that. Yeah. So I see what you're saying. There was some dip. There was a tremendous dip. Yeah.
Well, so, when you say vulnerable, then that to me that means why should he be included in the conversation then?
Vulnerable in it
because he had those 4 mad years.
Vulnerable in a sense.
But the point that you just made was if you take all those other external sources out, he's pretty bang average. So why should you be in the conversation of best ever?
Jordi Alba is not average.
No, I'm not saying he's average. What I'm saying is if we're talking about the best ever, X, Y, and Z shouldn't be why we're talking about how you had such an amazing season should stand out on your own.
Everyone that plays well in a team, like, it's still a team effort. It's still
absolutely.
So for our left back, do we all agree to Roberto Carlos? Is there anyone that disagrees? Let's do it that way.
No disagreements. Same. Marcelo, but
wow, Rookie, tell us a little. Just give us a quick reason why you would put Marcelo over Roberto Carlos.
The fact that he's more attacking, but that could just be my personal preference.
Okay, so I guess we'll do a vote. Let's not assume. Carrie, who do you vote for?
Roberto Carlos.
Winfred.
Roberto Carlos.
Rookie. Well, you said Marcelo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Roberto Carlos as well. But I'm happy that we're giving Marcelo so much love. I was actually a little surprised that Marcelo got this much love. I never really thought about him as being the best left back because he was always a liability for like the last 5 years. Like watching Real Madrid, I'm so scared when Marcelo is playing because he does great things going forward, but the guy literally does not even come back. Like doesn't track back. He forgets that he's a defender. Like he does not track back. So
yeah, because Real Madrid knows they can concede goals and still win games. So.
Ugh, no, I hate that mentality. That's why we've been.
But that's just the truth. That's just the truth.
Yeah. It's, well, we used to be able to do that when Ronaldo was there. Not so much anymore. Let's go to center backs. Winfred, can you give us your center backs? Give us who you're thinking.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking about Puyol and Ramos.
Puyol and Ramos. Tell me why you're thinking them, and who else did you consider?
Puyol and Ramos because let me start with Ramos. Ramos is one of the most decorated center backs that I've ever played the game, and at the end of his career, he'll be talked about as maybe one. It will be in the conversation of maybe one best five center backs of all time. Ramos could make that cut. And Puyol, because he was very, very shaky when he started. But then as his career went on, he started becoming a really decent and a really good center back. He was a great leader both for Barcelona and for Spain. And his defensive attributes, like you could see, like his tenacity, his will to run, track back, even when you beat him. I was watching the highlights today of Ronaldo, and there was a play where Ronaldo beat Puyol. He was the first defender he beat. But guess what? Puyol was able to track back and come make a tackle. And that about a defender says a lot. So I picked Puyol and Ramos. I was looking at Cannavaro, but I don't think he played long enough.
No, he definitely didn't.
He didn't play long enough. And then a few other players. Godin, but then Godin's spell, it's not long enough to.
I don't think I agree with that. Godin played for a long time.
Godin's spell was long.
How long? How many years?
At least 4 or 5 years.
But then again, they didn't, apart from that one league title, they didn't win anything else.
Oh, but it's not about this. So this is, I think, is important to have this conversation. It's not just about what you win, is it?
Yeah, it's not. But it kind of adds to who you are as a player, though.
If you don't play for Barcelona or Real Madrid in Spain,
like, you won't be able to win anything. That's a valid fact. Yeah, but Godin also was in my mind.
But, Godin played from 2010 to 2019. That's a solid.
And actually, he played for Villarreal before that for like 3 seasons. So he played from 2007 to 2019. So he played a long time. Wow.
And That's solid. Yeah, so I went for Puyol and Ramos. Godin was one of my mentions and Cannavaro, but I didn't think he played.
Cannavaro?
No, not Cannavaro.
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 Oh, okay.
Not Cannavaro. Oh, hell no.
Okay, Rookie, Winfred didn't mention Piqué, unless I'm mistaken. Do you think Piqué should be part of this conversation? I'm asking Rookie.
He can be part of the conversation. I don't think he should be ahead of Ramos or Puyol.
Okay.
I'll put Marquinhos, Marquinhos over Piqué. I'm sorry.
Who?
The centre-back pairing of Barcelona with Puyol. The Mexican guy, what's his name?
Rafa. That guy was actually good. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Is it Marquez?
Rafa Marquez. Yeah.
He was a beast. Captain Mexico and all. No, that guy was one of those guys that never wanted to get old.
The guy was playing at like 40 or something.
Yeah.
Drug dealer, you forget to say that part?
Yeah. I don't know about that one. Yo, Kara, are there any names that you feel like we haven't mentioned that we must mention or we should at least think about?
Center backs. Like I'm saying, like this La Liga team is too easy to pick. It's clearly Ramos and Puyol to me.
Clearly, okay.
They pick themselves. Like they're exceptionally better.
How about Hierro?
He wasn't a center back.
What was he?
he played there sometimes when Real Madrid needed.
You're gonna tell me he's a DM.
Played all those positions, but I feel like I remember him as a DM more.
Man, I remember him as a center back.
And if he's a center back, yo, he definitely deserves. Yeah, he was a super manager.
Pretty sure. Let me just look it up real quick, make sure I'm not wrong like Ayala again. But the guy's a center back, man, from what I remember.
No. I remember him as a center back, but I remember him more as a DM in the times that I watched him.
That's interesting. What do you remember, Winfrey? What do you think is his better position or his true position, if we're gonna say one of those two?
Well, who we're talking about again?
Fernando Hierro.
Man, I've seen him a few times as a center back, but I don't think that was his main position.
Yeah, I'm not remembering right,
but like I have seen him a few times, but I don't think that was his like mainstay.
Yeah, I really think maybe he started out as a center back, but I think like towards the middle, from the middle to the end of his career, he was more of a DM. I remember him as a DM.
Okay, well, we shouldn't, I guess, belabor the point. I do really feel like he was a center back, but we can here together make the decision that we're going to consider him more as a defensive midfielder. I'm not completely opposed to that.
Like he even makes the team in the DM position for me.
Okay, so that's why I really care about the position, because it might not make it a different position for you, but he might. So center back, we are going with. Well, let's do our votes. So Kerry, who are you voting for your center backs?
Puyol and Ramos.
Even with what Di Maria did to Puyol, you still want Puyol.
Yeah.
But guess what? After that dribble, he went and made a fantastic tackle right after.
Yeah.
That's Puyol.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're welcoming Abdul to the podcast right now, as you guys can see him right there. We're currently on the center back position. All right, so I have votes for Puyol and Ramos. Winfred, who do you got?
Puyol and Ramos.
Okay. Rookie?
Puyol and Ramos.
Wow. Everybody, Puyol and Ramos. Okay. Abdul, I know you missed some of our conversation. Yes. We're picking the two center backs for our La Liga team of all time, starting from the 90s. So not players that we don't know, we never watch. Like, we don't want to talk about those guys. So if you had to pick two, who would you pick?
Ooh, you guys say Puyol and Ramos.
Some names to consider. We talked about PK, we talked about Godin, and we had a conversation about whether Hierro was a center back or a DM mostly, so you can consider him as well if you'd like.
I guess for the work done, I would say Hierro and Puyol.
Hierro and Puyol. Wow. Mm-hmm. No Ramos was good.
I like Ramos, but it's just that he's not too calm for me.
Too rash.
Yeah, too rash.
Talking about the 28 red cards. All right.
You know, I always like Fernando Hierro. From the time I saw him play, he was a leader of a Madrid team. This guy was doing work, man. Yeah, so
let me ask you this question, because we couldn't come to a complete conclusion, but what do you think Hierro's position was? Like, I kind of mentioned it, like, we weren't really 100%. He played both, to be fair. So he played both positions, so it's not like we're questioning if one is right or wrong, but where do you feel like he played predominantly, or like he was just better, if anything?
I think for me, he's more of a center back, but you know, as the game has gone, a player doesn't have one position anymore, bro. You got to be able to play multiple positions depending on the system. So it doesn't matter. As long as you perform and get the job done, that's all that matters.
Yeah. No, that's very true. So I think I agree with the way you just put that. We'll vote for players wherever we think that they play or they can play or whatever. We don't have to be too strict. Because I remember Ramos played right back. I mean, if we won
it. Yeah, I remember when he came from Sevilla, he was a right back.
Sevilla, he was a right back, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I like your vote. My vote, it would be for Ramos and Hierro, but that's not really going to change anything. So it's going to be Puyol and Ramos. That's our starting.
I mean, me, if we're going to box Hierro into a position of center back, then I would definitely go with Ramos and Hierro.
Okay, no. I don't want to box him in. I think the best thing to do is to not box him into any position. You can consider him for a CB, but if you want to put him as your DM, that's fine. Just know that, like, he might not make it in that position depending on who else is there.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I think he makes it.
Yo, Winfred, I think you have somebody trying to start a band in your house.
My neighbor upstairs. Very horrible people, man.
Oh, like it is not even in your apartment.
It's right? Not even in my apartment, man.
That's
it's
crazy.
Upstairs. And it's vibrating my whole apartment.
Yeah, no, we can hear it. That sounds like it's literally like in your kitchen or something.
Yeah. The only reason why I never complain is I could sleep through that. So I never complain.
Okay. Yeah. So it seems like they heard us. They've calmed down a little bit. Let's go to right back. Winfred, who you got for us? Right back.
Dani Alves.
Yeah, man, I can't even argue about that, man. I can't. This guy just right back. Yeah, Dani Alves.
Right back. Okay. Dani Alves. Yeah. That's no other names for us to consider. It's just Dani Alves, that's it.
I'm trying to think.
Right back is actually it's funny because when we did this in EPL, we had a problem with right back as well. Like it seems like there's not been too many great right backs, so they just didn't play in these leagues. Like I was just thinking about Cafu, but he played in Italy, right? Yeah. So like it seems like the great right backs avoided EPL and La Liga.
To be honest, a lot of country lack right back.
I think that position for some reason, like the players don't last as long, you know, at their height. Like if you think of a 10-year player, like you can name only like few of them.
Yeah.
You know, like really, like if you think about it, like who played that position for that long? It seems like.
The only other name I have for you at right back, I have Salgado.
Salgado played for a long time.
And he was a good player.
But Salgado,
he had his moment, Dolapo. He had his moment.
Salgado.
I understand he had his moment, but I'm not even going to get there, bro. What do you think they went out of a way to buy Ramos?
Yeah, very true.
Relax. Salgado was okay. You
were okay. Rookie, you're about to say something?
No.
Okay, so I guess since we have no more names, let's put it to a vote. Is there anyone that disagrees with Dani Alves?
Not at all.
Damn, okay. So Dani Alves makes the team. Dani Alves was a beast though, to be fair. I mean, the
guy absolute
beast. I have a quick question. Why is George not here? Because he's a La Liga expert.
We may or may not be able to tell you what he's doing right now, but he's looking for human touch.
This is all I needed to know. Let's move on.
Let's move to left mid position. Winfred, who would you put at your left mid? I think you're on mute right now. We cannot hear you.
Left mid, CR7.
CR7, okay.
If any you're other going names for 4-4-2.
Okay, any other names that you would consider?
He just stands out more than anybody else. Like it's like no point like to like even
you can say Neymar has done his time. I left. Not long enough in La Liga. You can add Thierry Henry.
Nope, I didn't worry.
Actually, he's more of an ST. When he came to Barcelona, he started from the left, but then drifted into like
But because he wasn't playing striker, so you can. You can
name some of the Galacticos like
Figo.
Figo played on the left. Right?
Luis Figo, yes,
left and right. Mostly right.
Yeah, right now I'm just completely confused, like how you say Cristiano on the left. Like, what are you talking about, man?
Cristiano played on the left predominantly at Real Madrid.
Like, but Ronaldinho is there.
True. Yeah, You have a point.
Okay. I mean, who else but, would you, so Daniel is there. Who else would you consider carrying?
Like Ronaldinho is my number one left guy for Spain. That's just how I feel.
So what would you classify Cristiano Ronaldo as? A center forward?
Cristiano.
Because it gets tricky.
So, yeah, because it gets tricky. Like,
because no matter what a La Liga team you're gonna make, Cristiano need to be included for all.
So because we can move him around, because Ronaldinho was definitely always on the left. Like, he was definitely always on the left. I can push Cristiano to the right just because he can.
And where will you put Messi?
Right. Messi's a right.
You said you wanted to push him, Cristiano, on the right.
Messi is the false nine.
No. Don't do this.
Messi is a false nine, isn't he?
Messi is positionless, to be quite fair. The guy plays wherever he feels like.
Center forward, left wing, right wing.
Yeah, exactly. ST. FIFA calls him a center forward. That's the best they can confirm.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I think we are going to have a bit of trouble with our formation. Do you guys think, should we choose a 4-3-3?
I think 4-3-3 would be best.
Yeah, actually, 4-3-3 will pay us, will give us more flexibility because if you say 4-3-3, you can put Messi as a center forward and nobody will complain, you know?
At the tip of the midfield
three.
But
Gonzalez Blanco.
Ronaldo
9.
Ronaldo 9 would be my ST, but I'm saying you could put Messi as a center forward, like 4-3-3 with two two cams and then a CAM slash a center forward, which would be
so Messi. Basically.
So only pick two midfielders if that's how you want your 4-3-3.
Two sitting midfielders.
Wow. But. So the funny thing, this show how much talent I went through La Liga.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the fact that we cannot pick a team. We cannot even agree a player because there's so much talent. Figo, Rivaldo.
Specifically in like the forward lines.
Yes.
Because it's very tough.
When we picked the goalkeeper and center and the defenders, it was quite easy.
La Liga defense have been always bad. So the exceptional players, they pick themselves out. But when you go from the defense to midfield, like, man, it's like so impossible. Like, there's so many names.
Yes, and if you want to consider up top, you got to talk about a guy like Samuel Eto'o, like that Rivaldo.
So you know what I think we should do? If you guys all agree with the 4-3-3, I think rather than picking each position for our midfield, let's pick three. So each person, we're going to talk about all the midfielders together. We're going to pick three guys to put in our midfield.
Yeah.
And Winfred has already told you guys he's going to put Messi in there. You can do that if you like. I'm not going to argue with you because Messi can
put everything. I'm
not going to put Messi in the midfield. Absolutely.
Actually, if you're going to do a 4-3-3, I might not put Messi in the midfield.
Okay, good.
There is no formation that Messi goes in the midfield. Like, just stop it.
As a cam, you don't think he could play as a cam?
Yeah, but cam. Like, come on, man! Like, what are we saying now? Like, what are we? Why are we doing this?
It was you that wanted
to move Ronaldo to the right.
It's more a position thing. It's not like you on a real game you're making a position, but it's more of a position.
And
thing.
There's also no way Ronaldo's making this team on the right. He's on the left side.
Okay, fine.
This is La Liga, not EPL.
You know what? If we're being like, if it's between Cristiano and Ronaldinho for the left.
So I'll answer that question for you.
Cristiano might make it because I just love Ronaldinho because we know what he did. But if we're thinking of, you know how long
he's. If you're looking at stats,
Cristiano is a guy.
Trophies, man.
Yeah, like Cristiano won four Champions Leagues in a row. He won the league. He scored all the goals.
But Ronaldinho went the tape shot for him, though.
Ronaldinho changed football. Like, in
fact, Ronaldinho changed La Liga.
Ronaldinho is an icon. Like, nobody played like Ronaldo. Like, there is nobody in the history of football that played like Ronaldinho played. Mm-hmm. Like, I've not seen it. We might never see it. So, how can you not put an icon, a legend? Say, I'm just an icon living.
I can give you an idea. Was, I can give you an idea. 4-2-2. Uh-huh. Ronaldinho left, Messi right. CR7 up top. R9. Striking partner, two Ronaldos up top.
That's exactly what that was the team in the back of my mind.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But then
so we want to do So we want to do two holding midfielders, and then like two like attacking midfielders, two strikers.
Yeah, 4-4-2.
And for me, the midfielders aren't even holding because
of course.
They're not gonna hold.
So you guys are gonna bench Rivaldo, right?
Yeah, for sure,
unfortunately,
man.
Unfortunately, yeah, for sure.
We just have to bench him when it comes to, like, in fact, for me, I would even pick someone later on the team before I...
Okay, so let's do this. Let's pick our two central midfielders. I think we might have an easier time with those. Yes. And then we can build the rest of the team around them. Because let's pick our two central midfielders, and then let's think about strikers. We're going to do this in a crazy way. But who are center midfielders? Winfrey, who are the center midfielders that we need to talk about?
I was thinking Zidane, Busquets, Iniesta, Xavi. Man.
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. Why the fuck would you say Busquets second?
Why wouldn't you say Busquets?
Busquets is not in this conversation at all. Like, Busquets.
What do you mean he's not in the conversation?
He is not in the conversation. We have.
Look at his accolades.
I don't care.
What is accolades? He speaks for himself.
Yeah, there are just so many other Pablo players Emar. That get in before.
Yeah, Aymar.
At Valencia, Pablo Aymar.
Yeah. Guys, come on, man.
I mean, okay, but so, he's a notable mention. You can,
so
you
Kerry,
can mention
tell
him.
Me,
it's not,
let's,
it's not
let's
as
talk
crazy.
About, let's talk about Busquets for a second. Why to you, Kerry, is it like ridiculous for Busquets' name to even be mentioned? He's not on the team. We're just mentioning his name to be considered.
Because he's not special. Wow. Like, there are too many special players that deserve to go in midfield. Compared to Busquets.
Carrie, I understand. And sorry for cutting you. I understand Busquets is not special. I'm not a big fan of Busquets. But go, bro, the resume talk for himself.
You can't overlook the achievements, man.
Yeah, the resume talk for himself.
But, like, yo, everybody on that Barca team has a resume. Like, so what are we saying?
Not everybody.
Everybody does.
Who else?
Everybody that was on that Barcelona team has the same resume, basically.
There were so many that came and went, but he was still there. Like, he had to be important to be keep playing.
Yes.
Oh, he played from the beginning to the
end.
You think Barca couldn't scout
better DMs if they think they needed a DM? Every position they look for better replacements. But they never didn't. For Busquets and Messi. There has to be a reason.
Yeah.
Maybe every other position.
Maybe because he works for their system.
Like, yes. Yo, guys, come on, man. Come on, please.
So Rookie, are you thinking that Busquets is more of a product of the system and the team specifically that he played with as opposed to him really being that great of a player? I know it's impossible to really separate the two objectively, but, like, let's say, do you think he would be average on almost any other team, or just he would never be in the conversation? Do you think that?
I think he's average now.
Now I think he's obviously going down. Time has gone. I think we're evaluating really his peak and his run. I mean, he's still a pretty good player, but of course we're evaluating his peak.
Yeah, but look at the players he had surrounding him at his peak.
Mm-hmm. Could you not say that for, like, all these players? I mean, we're talking about predominantly Real Madrid players, Barcelona players that played
with
great players.
We can't say that about other players. Zidane, you put him on any team, he's Zidane. Xavi, you put him on any team, he's Xavi.
Do we know that?
Absolutely.
Wait. You're talking as if in the Spain team, the same Busquets didn't ball out. For them to win a World Cup.
It was the same players, and it was Andres.
What do you mean?
It's the same players.
It is the same players.
What are you talking about?
It was the same players, but it's not the same system. So if you call him a system player, then that conversation should shift.
No, it doesn't shift. What do you mean the same player, same system? It was basically the same system.
It was predominantly tiki taka, but it was not the same system. It was not the same Barcelona tiki taka.
I would say the systems are very similar, in my opinion. Well, I know that obviously they didn't have Messi. That was the difference in the system. Like it was
basically the same team.
The backbone of that team was Barcelona. I get that.
Exactly.
I do get that. But this is the thing. When you watch that, that Spain team, they were more consecutive than the Barcelona team that actually played.
And that's what makes, for me, Busquets' job was even easier with Spain because he had Xabi Alonso next to him, like that played a lot in that team.
Kari, what I'm saying is, you can't have somebody with this much accolades, with this much work put in, and just discredit it. In terms of,
I am not a
system
this,
player. No, you are. No. It sounds like
okay.
It.
Like, okay. So listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. All right. So when I'm thinking about the greatest of all time, right? I'm thinking that there is no way this player there is no way he can't play on any team in that position, right? There is just no way. Now, we have reduced the formation to two midfielders, right? Two central midfielders.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, list of central midfielders. Then you say Zidane, then Busquets.
Zidane and Busquets are a totally different type of central midfielders.
Let me help you guys.
Are you talking about a pairing?
Talking about a pairing. I'm listing the entire midfield that could play. That's why I said Xavi, Iniesta, Busquets, Zidane.
I don't think he's listing them by an order of priority. He's just saying names. I don't think it's so personal that Busquets was the second.
And even if I voted for Zidane and Busquets, it's not outlandish.
It is not outlandish, but that won't be the team.
Yeah, so another name you didn't bring up, Xabi Alonso.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's actually outlandish.
And Emeka is with us, guys, as you can hear.
It's actually outlandish. Never mention Zidane and Busquets in the same damn sentence, guys. Those are two entirely different calibers.
Wait. You just came in at the wrong time and then
I listened to the whole
We are talking about two defense central midfield pairings.
I understand, and that's what I'm saying. That's why Busquets shouldn't be there. There are people. There are like at least five people I can name right now off the cuff that are better than
Busquets. Okay, just name them. Name them.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, go ahead.
But this guy is joking. Even Xabi Alonso, even Toni Kroos.
Yeah, I think we don't want the exercise to be like let's name players better than Busquets. I think Emeka, to be fair, we're mentioning players that could be on our short list. We have not actually
Busquets is not any better than Gareth Barry. He just had very good players.
Oh wow!
Emeka, please.
Yo, let's move on. Yeah, he's absolutely right. By the way,
I know that you say that.
I wanted to
also
add.
Also a hater. Go ahead, Abdul.
Somebody called Redondo.
Redondo.
When did he play?
Redondo is a bowler, man.
He played around with 2000. I actually forgot about him. He won two La Liga and two Champions League in Madrid, man.
Let's see. Who else do I have? Another name that we didn't talk about, which I don't know why you guys don't want to talk about it, but Luka Modric. Was not meant. I don't know why he wasn't put on this short list. He should be considered, even if he doesn't make the team. The guy was, I mean, come on. Look how much he should be considered.
Right now, there's a guy right now who will not be considered, but maybe after he retire, people, Casemiro.
Yeah, guys, please never mention Busquets
Casemiro.
Before Modric.
You will not consider Casemiro because he's still playing, but...
Before Modric, please, ever again.
Thank you very much, Emeka.
I don't like when you come tracking people. It's really comfortable.
No. Emeka comes in late and then comes and Oh my God. Yeah, no, Emeka, go ahead.
Let me ask you. So we already kind of listed some names. Hopefully you heard some of those names. Can you tell us who your two are? What we've decided is we're picking two midfielders, two central midfielders, because we're struggling with the formation to go with. So now we just want to pick two central midfielders to start building out our team. So what two are you going with?
As in La Liga's greatest, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. To be honest, guys, this is very simple. I'm so surprised that Busquets' name has been mentioned, but it's okay. We're just going to move past that. Anyways, guys, this is not even Guti is better than Busquets. Anyways, so I'll give you a simple Iniesta and Zizou.
Yeah, that's good.
Iniesta over Xavi for you?
Oh, yeah. Xavi, that's what I'm saying. Look, Xavi, Xabi Alonso, Toni Kroos, these guys were more so deep lying. If you want like the true like CM, one who creates chances, does like, I've never seen Xavi run down the wing. I saw Iniesta beating players on the byline.
Yo, Xavi,
we're not picking wingers.
Xavi did that. Just say you don't remember.
No, but Xavi used to create chances. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree, but Iniesta did. I'm saying that you get more from Iniesta than you do from Xavi, because Iniesta can run down the byline to beat a player on the byline.
Were like different types of midfielders.
Yes, and that's why I'm not arguing that they are the same type of midfielder. I'm saying that you get more from Iniesta because he's the caliber.
Just say your preference. Your preference is Iniesta. Kind of don't say
rebuttals are these.
No, Emeka, Xavi was.
Yeah, Iniesta Zizou shut down anything. You have to play. For Spain, you have to play like a 4-3-3. In fact, with Spain, you have
to play
three
in the back.
You have to play three in the back because you have to. Spain just have.
No, honestly, we're not doing
Spain,
that.
God. No. Honestly, Spain has way too.
I wish you never called in.
Think about this. Think about this. If you give, because look, what are the notable notable right backs and left backs in Spain?
Carlos, Dani Alves.
But those guys, at the end of the day, if you take them out to bring in and put like a Ronaldinho in the midfield, it's like, yeah, I can see why you would do that. You see what I'm saying?
Because, I understand what you're saying, but you say that for almost any league. We didn't put Neville.
Fair. Honestly, we should have done it for England.
Obviously take a Neville out for anyone better.
Exactly. I agree. So that's why let's just do it now since we didn't do that.
Oh my God.
I'm reading the faces of everyone else and they don't look like they want to do the three defenders. I've already picked up four defenders. So you have to call early.
Next time, come early.
Yeah, I think I agree with Winfred. Okay, so Iniesta, Zizou. Winfred, who are you thinking?
Sticking more Zidane and Xavi.
This is going to be Zizou or somebody. Okay. Rookie, are you still with us? Who you got?
I am. I was going to go with Zizou and Xavi as well.
Man. Kerry, let me ask you before you pick your two, do you think, because I know last time you talked about you care about how those players would actually mesh. Do you look at Zizou and Xavi as a pairing that would mesh? They seem kind of weird to me.
No, I think Zizou and Xavi works, but the formation I was thinking of was 4-3-3. I want an extra midfielder with them to allow them, to allow both of those guys to be free of any defensive work, you know?
Thank you.
That's why.
I also want the same thing because
okay, so
Xavi
let
and Zidane don't really look like two midfielders that would hold a team together.
Does everyone agree with a 4-3-3? We can make it three midfielders real quick. Yes? No disagreements?
No disagreements.
Okay.
Yeah, I disagree.
What's your disagreement? You don't want three midfielders or what?
We should do 3-4-3 or 3-5-2.
I'm on the headphones.
Okay, outside of your formation change, we're not going to three defenders. We have four defenders.
Guys, I have to be a part of this, but like I don't feel like
then we have to do 4-5-1 then.
Okay, let's not focus so much on the formation. That's why Winfred, we actually just wanted to pick
Winfred. We don't want George joining. He made his choice. Please.
He was supposed to be on the podcast already. I can't help you with that.
Okay, so Emeka, outside of your formation, so you don't want 4-3-3, you want 4-5-1.
Yeah, okay, you know what? To be honest, let's just do 4-3-3. Let's just do 4-3-3, yeah.
Thank you so much for conceding that. We appreciate that. Okay, Emeka, can you give me a third midfielder?
Okay, so because I already picked Zizou and Iniesta, then I'm going to pick the player behind them. and that's for me, the DM, because I'm thinking of a 4-3-3, like kind of like a three triangle in the middle, you feel me?
We got you.
So, yeah, yeah, so my DM definitely, honestly, to be honest, just has to be Casemiro, man.
Wow.
That's bold.
That is quite bold, but I'm not mad. Casemiro is the best DM in the world right now. Like
Casemiro is such a stud, man. That's not that.
George, you're not gonna get a vote standing, by the way. You're not like your audience.
The caliber of Makalele, but when it comes to aggression, I prefer the caliber of aggression that Casemiro exhibits. You know, the guy is relentless. He's ruthless. You know, so I go Casemiro.
Also contributes attacking. Okay, rookie, give me a third midfielder.
I'm gonna go with Javi Alonso.
Okay, I like that. Winfred, third midfielder.
Busquets.
Kerry, who are your three midfielders?
Fernando Hierro. Oh yeah, and my first two are Zidane, Javi, and Fernando Hierro.
Zidane.
Was he a midfielder? I think he was a defender.
Yeah, he actually played both positions. He played both center back and DM. We've had this conversation again, another latecomer, and we're just gonna vote for him in both positions. So that's why we're having his name come up. Kerry, I told you wasn't gonna make it in this position. Say that again.
Can I choose my three?
Okay, please choose your three.
All right, Zidane, Xavi, and then Busquets.
Yo, Busquets is not the greatest. Yo, guys, this is bullshit. Busquets cannot even be top 10 that have played in Barca.
Emeka, shut up. You made your statements. Nobody said anything.
Like, even Barca, Baba, even Barca, Busquets was not top 10.
So, George, let me ask you this. You think that Busquets was better than Xabi Alonso, for example?
Of course, yeah. He played in the La Liga longer than Xabi Alonso too.
It's not about
we're not talking about longevity.
He achieved more in La Liga too.
It's not just about what your team achieves.
Guess what? At the time he was playing for Madrid, that was when Barcelona was surging big time. Mm-hmm. So do not tell me about achievement.
Thank you.
Are you serious? But he's the core of the Barcelona team.
No, I'm talking about you. If you are using that to compare both players. Javi Alonso came to Madrid maybe at the time when Barcelona was surging under Pep Guardiola and Frank Rijkaard. That is when he came to Madrid, around that time. So there's no... But Madrid had a hard time winning. So you cannot use that to compare. Just use other things if you want to compare both players.
Wait, but when he left, they were still winning. My point is, when you take Busquets out from this Barcelona team, like, legit, we concede a lot of goals. It's not the same team.
Because he's a system player. That's the system you guys are
using. He did it for Spain. Are you serious, man?
And the same system you guys use for Spain.
Don't buy it.
Man.
Just move on with your vote. Yes.
I'm voting for Busquets.
Okay. Abdul, let's get your vote.
Xabi Alonso, Zidane, and Iniesta.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make my votes. I think my vote is going to count. So right now, Zidane is on the team, as you guys can tell. Yeah. Xavi is also on the team as well. The players that are tied on votes are Iniesta, Xabi Alonso, and Busquets. And I would pick Iniesta only because he played longer in La Liga, so I'm going to give him that edge over Xabi Alonso. But if I was picking a player...
Saying how long you play, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but it matters. Yeah, it's a point. It matters. Like, it matters that he... did it longer. Like, Xabi Alonso had a whole-ass career in Liverpool. So, I'm going to say, if we're picking a La Liga team, I'll pick Iniesta more. He's more of, like, La Liga. So, that's who we got. So, our team is Zizou, Iniesta, and Xavi. This is not a very solid...
I'm telling you, it's not a solid bit.
All right, so
Let me
just make one statement. Like, we added the third midfielder to bring defensive stability.
Exactly.
And then you say Zizou, Javi, Iniesta. Which, look, that team, they won't lose the ball. So,
big fact.
I mean, maybe that's a way to.
No, that's what my idea. Being putting Xabi Alonso.
It should be Xabi Alonso.
Yes, because it brings back defensive stability. And so these two, you know, yeah, but
that's the thing. I feel like the vote should be between Busquets and Alonso.
If I'm being honest, Busquets makes a La Liga all-time team before Xabi Alonso.
I'm not agreeing with that.
I think what you said is this three, like, while we might say these are the best three, are they the best three combination? So yeah. If you're going to take one of those guys out, who are you taking out?
And because who are you putting in? For me, Iniesta, amazing. I love him. But to me, Zidane and Iniesta, you have to pick one.
Right.
Like, I feel like Zidane and Iniesta, you have to pick one. Because Xavi does something else. Like, Xavi is composed. He's like a CM, right?
He dictates.
And exactly. He dictates the tempo of the game. Zizou and Iniesta are wild cards. Like, they are free rolls. They run around the field. You know, they're anywhere they choose to be. You know, so... It's very hard, but I think you have to pick one of Zizou and Iniesta.
So who are you
for
taking
the balance
out?
Of the team? I'm taking Iniesta out so that I
and
can
who you
bring
putting in
either a Busquets, a Xabi Alonso. I'm
you
not
have to pick one. Which one are you putting?
I already chose.
Who are you putting in? You can't just say take someone out and then give us names to put in. Give
yeah,
us one
but
name.
I told you my third. I told you Fernando Hierro is my DM. So that's who I pick.
Okay. So that's who you pick. Okay, sorry. That's yeah. I forgot that point. Okay. So let's just go around real quick if we're going to agree to take someone out and put someone else in. So I'm going to go to Winfred and George. By the way, we have like less than a minute. So actually, let's... Man, this is going to be annoying. But let me end this call and set up another one. Because we have 40-minute limits. So it's going to kick us out soon.
Actually, send me the link for the other one so I can join.
Yes, sir. All right, guys.
He played both. He definitely played both.
He did play both.
But if in this conversation we are picking him as a center back, then I have to revise because Fernando Hierro has to be in the greatest La Liga team.
Because what?
Because he's one of the greatest La Liga players of all time. He
won. Wait, Puyol was also greater. Like, are you serious?
Puyol was not greater than Fernando Hierro.
Greater than Hierro, man. Not really.
Are you kidding me?
You can't blame George, man. He never watched Fernando, so.
I did. No.
George, be honest with yourself.
We all won multiple trebles. We all won the World Cup. We all like has been in. Listen,
what does
the
World Cup have
in,
to do with the league?
I'm just telling you everything like, about Puyol. What he did that Hierro didn't do.
So George, let's before we go down this rabbit hole, I think we should come back to this Hierro thing. I think we might have to save it to the end when we try to fix any mistakes in our team.
Yeah,
the conversation we're having is we had picked a midfield of Zizou, Iniesta, and Xavi, and it was brought up that we might need more balance. So, George, I'm asking you, do you want to take anyone out? And if you take someone out for balance, who are you putting in?
So, the midfield was Zizou, Xavi, and Iniesta?
Yes.
I mean, Xavi at one point used to play CDM. Mm-hmm. Iniesta at one point used to play CDM. So, honestly, I wouldn't mind that midfield. Okay. But like I feel like if you really want to see, like an actual CDM in the team, it has to be Busquets. So I'll take out Iniesta and put in.
Okay. You don't have to take someone out, but do you want to take Iniesta out and put Busquets?
You know what? I think we should leave this team as Zidane, Iniesta, and Xavi.
Yeah. That works too.
Kerry, you're the one that just shouted at every
Look. I want balance. I feel like we must. But the way everybody is voting, like...
Kerry, you know, you need a touch? Because you're hearing Busquets, you don't like it, huh?
No. I want balance. Right. I need... When I'm playing, I don't know. It's just the way my brain works. I feel like there has to be balance.
The team must be balanced.
But...
There should be balance. Yeah.
It is, I can understand just because this is a hypothetical, it's not a hypothetical team, but this team will actually never play, mm-hmm. You know? And so for some names, for you to see some names in the team that you know are great, you know? Like, I said, oh, because of how similar Zidane and Iniesta's playing styles were, you might have to choose one. But come on, Iniesta should be there, right? Because for me, in those two, I would pick Zidane. But I don't have a problem with Iniesta being there. And okay. Xavi has to be there. These three guys, if we're just three midfielders, nobody else is there before them. Like for me, these three guys.
Do you guys agree, or do you guys want us to continue trying to balance the team?
No, it's fine. This midfield it's works. Fine. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for wasting our time, Kerry. Let's move to our front three. So I think we should probably start with our striker. So as striker, who do you guys? Go ahead, Abdul.
I don't even. We both know Cristiano and Messi have a front have a two.
Okay, so you want? Let's do all three. Let's do all three at the same time. So pick your front three. We're picking a left-sided winger, whatever you want to call them, left forward, a striker, and a right winger, right forward, whatever you want to call them. And we're going to pick three, right? That's it. Wilfred, first, the way we've been doing it, tell us the names we have to consider in these positions.
So in La Liga, there's a lot of great players. You know, a great forward, let me say. Mm-hmm. Ronaldinho. Rahul, Fat Ronaldo for
Messi's
sake. Yes, Messi.
He said Fat Ronaldo.
Would you consider Luis Figo?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Who else?
Diego Forlan is to the end there.
Diego Forlan. Yeah, he was great in La Liga.
Kun Aguero.
No, he
didn't play long.
But he put numbers though,
yeah.
But
if you're putting Aguero, then
actually
you have to Villa,
actually,
Aeto,
you got to add Griezmann.
No.
Paten, please don't mention that guy's name again.
Oh no!
Yes.
Understand the back. Barcelona Griezmann is nothing. But before that, the guys put done work.
But you won't put Griezmann over Rahul. Like we're just gonna mention him.
I'm putting some mention because.
Yeah, no, I don't think nobody will ever vote for him.
Okay. Put some
mentions. Yeah. So, yeah, let me put some notable mentions. At this point, I'll add Falcao, too.
Okay, I think I understand what we're trying to do. We want to add names, but let's not add names that we're not
really considering. Yeah, let's not add names. My names that I really want to consider, CR7, Fat Ronaldo, Messi, Rahul, Figo, Samuel Tofis.
Why is Ronaldinho?
I said Ronaldinho first. Sorry. That was the first name I called. The first time I listed them out.
Okay, George, you're here. I know you have a lot of energy. You have something to say. So, are there any names that Winfred missed? And after you tell us any names you missed, give us your front three.
I mean, I think the names you mentioned that's all you really need.
Look at how
honestly
this girl spelled it.
Continue, George. Guys, we're not looking at spelling. What's good?
Anyways, okay. My top three will be Slim Ronaldo, Portuguese Ronaldo,
Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay,
Cristiano Ronaldo in the center forward position. Messi on the right, and then Ronaldinho on the left.
That's solid. Okay. So you're not going to put Ronaldo Nazario. He doesn't make your team.
Me and Wilfred, we were actually watching videos of him, and the guy was really good, but Ronaldo has numbers, man. Like, Ronaldo is I think he's the highest goal scorer in Real Madrid history ever. So, yeah, he has to be in there over Fat Ronaldo. So.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can move this players around, but I'll accept your front three. Emeka, who do you have in the front three? Anyone we're missing?
Let me see. Yeah, man, guys. Sorry. Dinho, R9, Messi.
R9, so not Cristiano.
R9.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Oh, God.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you. Rookie, who do you have in your front three?
My front three. CR7. Mm-hmm. R9. Messi.
She made it sound like simple. Like, you guys are here confused about.
It's not Ronaldinho.
No.
Okay. Not Abdul, who do you got?
Yeah. CR7. Leo Messi. Mm-hmm. You done with the... And Ronaldo and R9.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Abdul. You didn't say Ronaldinho. Why did you feel like Ronaldinho shouldn't make the team?
I do feel Ronaldinho has done well. He always been one of La Liga greatest. But it's just that what Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi and all these guys on the side have done, it just is always overshadowed what he has done. At least that's what I think. But there's these things are subjective to how you feel and how you think you think. So,
okay, I'll accept it. Winfred, who do you have?
CR7, R9, Messi. Ronaldinho was a great shout out though, but I feel like the three guys up there kind of did a little bit more in La Liga. Ronaldinho is my second favorite player of all time, but those three up there, they make the cut over Ronaldinho. Sorry.
Okay. Kerry.
Yeah, so moving from right to left, Messi, obviously. Then in the center, I have R9. And then on the left side, I have Cristiano Dino on the left side.
I don't know who that is,
man. A hybrid, huh?
Like
it's so tough.
What is pinning me is like, man, why did Dino want to go and start dancing? It's just so. You cannot argue against Cristiano's numbers, goals. This is like incredible shit. Four, how many leagues and all of that. But Ronaldinho, like nobody played football like this guy. You know what? I'm gonna take my love for the game, make my love my childlike enthusiasm overrule, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, like my office-minded mentality, and Cristiano Ronaldo can sit down. My three is Ronaldinho on the left, R9, center, and Messi on the right.
Okay. Well, you know what, Kerry? I'm gonna hopefully you'd be relieved to know this, but your vote actually doesn't really matter because it's already been decided by everyone else that it's going to be Messi for sure, R9, and Cristiano Ronaldo. So. That's the team. My vote doesn't matter either. So
No, it's fine. But it matters that I state what I state, so that when people are arguing, you got to, I'll say just like last week, I mentioned Rooney. Everybody voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know what I said. So when everybody's arguing, I'll be like, yeah, but look at what was said.
You're right. It's good to have your credibility, you know.
Wow.
So this is the team we have now. What I want to do is I'm going to tell you the team we have, and I'm going to give you guys a chance to bring up anyone you feel like must be on this team and explain how you want to add them, because you're going to have to remove someone. So this is our team: Casillas, Roberto Carlos, Puyol, Sergio Ramos, Dani Alves, Zidane, Iniesta, Xavi, Cristiano Ronaldo, R9, and Lionel Messi. Winfred, I'll start with you. Is there anyone that you feel like must be on this team, and who are you taking out to put them on?
I have no objections.
No objections. This is the 11 you had before we started?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're happy. Okay. Kerry, how about you?
Mm, I would take out Puyol and put Fernando Hierro. I think Fernando Hierro played in an era right before we, most of us, really started watching football. I started watching him like in like the last 5 years of his career. But, and I think that's why everybody's just going Puyol over him. But me personally, I would go with Fernando Hierro over Puyol in that center back position. And obviously, as I just mentioned, right now, I would go Ronaldinho over Cristiano.
Okay. Yeah. And I think you are right in terms of when Hierro played and Puyol played. They played in different eras. They did overlap, but very slightly. Hierro played up until from 87 to 2003.
That's crazy. Puyol
played from 99. I don't know when he stopped playing because I'm looking at the old article.
2013.
Thank you. So. Yes, they overlapped, but very short. And like you said, it was the end of Hierro. Hierro used to take penalties. I remember that. The guy was a beast.
No, I'm, like the guy was doing things that Puyol would never dream of doing on a football field.
In his second
life. Puyol was doing it. Puyol was winning titles.
No, Hierro won titles. He won five La Liga titles.
Puyol won more.
Right? Puyol won more than five?
Yes, he won more than five.
But see, this is the point. Even if he won more than five, to me, the trophies come into play. Like, if Hierro won five and Puyol won six, I'm going to pick the better player. Like, I don't care about number. The number is just okay, it's nice to know you have it. But I don't care. Like, if Steven Gerrard won one title, I'm not going to say because someone won 10, they're better than him. It doesn't matter.
But that's what makes them better, though.
Like, that's not
the player or the team. That's players don't win it by themselves. Teams win it.
Yeah, but, like, in a team like Barcelona where, like, our defense is very, very leaky, and we've actually won titles with that defense. Come on, you gotta give Puyol some credit.
Let me ask this.
If your defense is leaky and you're winning titles, doesn't that kind of show that you're winning despite your defense?
Well, no, that's the thing. We don't listen. It's more like we contain the ball. We don't with the midfielders we have. We don't lose the ball. Understand, and when we do lose the ball, the defenders are always there to clear. Oh, you know.
Yeah. So basically, the defense wasn't leaky.
It was leaky. Come on, you know what I mean.
You know exactly what you mean.
Was before Puyol came, Barcelona's defense was very, very, really, really bad. And so, then Puyol made it seem like average and makeshift. And
I am not arguing against Puyol. Puyol is he would be the third. The only thing is, I was going to put Fernando Hierro in my media. Basically, my whole plan in my head just...
And I told you, like, it wasn't going to work.
My whole plan. And it is because... The main thing is because of the era that Fernando Hierro played in. I think if he played in Puyol's era, we would know what this guy did. Because basically, he ended his career 2003 at Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So, and George, for somebody like you, no. Let's be honest, George. You did not watch Fernando Hierro, right?
Listen, there are what do you call it? They're YouTube videos.
Yeah. Yes. No. Stop. It doesn't carry the same weight. You're going to watch YouTube videos. You wouldn't know what the guy did from YouTube videos. You can't.
Wait, so what? How long did you watch Hierro for?
I said I watched him for the last 5 years of his career.
From so France from 98?
Like, yeah, around that time. Because I watched him from that World Cup. George, I am way older than you. Like, I would be watching, like, so...
I don't think this is the time where we have to do this. Like,
we're getting distracted.
I understand you, Was.
It does play a role, though, in our perspective of when you started watching and, you know, just what you saw. So even though we're not going to solve it now, but it is definitely a factor to consider. So, George, let me ask you. So we have Kerry's vote for what he would do. What would you do? Would you change the team or do you like it as it is?
No, I feel like Ronaldinho has to be in the team.
Who are you taking out?
I have to take out Ronaldo for R9 and put in Ronaldinho. Like,
so you want to take out R9 for Ronaldinho, right?
Yeah, take out R9 and put in R7.
Hold on. You have no respect for R9.
That shows. It also shows when he started watching. Like I'm telling you guys.
No.
You, bro, like you cannot pull. Ronaldinho basically came to Barcelona and put Barcelona at the top of world football. Like he legit transformed the whole team. I'm sure Madrid would have been fine without our nine.
I understand what George is trying to say. Even if it's not completely foolproof, I do understand what he's saying.
That is not a good argument.
You're talking about how one player impacted a whole club, a whole league. Come on, Ronaldinho did that.
Nobody is saying he didn't do that. Ronaldinho is in my team. Like, but he's not in my team for R9. Because look, let me tell you, if we're just talking about football, which is the number one thing that I take, my number one, like, metric that I use. It's not a metric because it's not numbers. But the one, I don't know, what's the word? The one thing I use in judging these players is, look, how did they play football, right? Like, what this guy is doing in that position, can anybody do it? In my opinion, R9 is the best striker of all time. Like
you will not find any first striker
Striker played football the way R9 played football, the way he played that position. He was just so good. He had everything in his, in fact, he recreated the way strikers play, you know?
Yeah. I was telling George something, watching the highlights with him. I told him R9 was like a Bobby Firmino infused.
Oh, don't start saying that.
No. Bobby Firmino infused with like a great finisher. Because Ronaldo had skill. He had skill. Like the guy could dribble. He could
drive. He could do everything.
One on one. He could dribble. He had pace. He had speed. He was strong. He was fast.
He could shoot like a phenomenal player.
I do understand George's sentiment though. So Ronaldinho also is very, very good.
So Winfred, let me ask you, what would you do? Or would you do anything?
To be honest with you, before I came in, even before we started recording, I told you Ronaldinho was not in my team. For the basis that he didn't do it longer in Barcelona. It was my whole argument. I would keep the team the way it is. I wouldn't change it.
Hey, are you blind? Okay, so let's keep going. Abdul, what would you do? What would you change if you could change anything? Would you change anything? You're on mute right now. Okay.
Yeah. I don't really think I'll change. I'll change my change. I think it should be the team should be okay.
Okay. Rookie, would you change anything?
I've made my choice.
Okay, so yeah, I'm with Kerry. I would definitely put Hierro in instead of Puyol, but since you guys are all happy with the team, we will not do that. We'll leave the team as it is. And just to kind of wrap it up, are there any players that you just feel like we should have talked a little more about that we didn't talk about at all? And then we can wrap it up. I don't know if you guys want Do you guys want to...
Coach. We need a coach.
We need a coach. Thank you. I forgot about that. Yes, we need a coach. George, who's the manager of this team?
George, please do not answer. We don't want to know.
It's not even a question. It's not even a question.
The greatest manager of all time, Pep Guardiola. Matter of fact, we wanted a DM. We could have put Pep in there.
Yeah, wow. I actually had his name on my list of players to mention, but I don't think he would actually. Yeah, he would never. He wouldn't make the team
that much.
Yeah, he wouldn't make
the team. Yeah, he has to be in there.
Okay, so Pep is your manager. Thank you very much. Kerry, what do you think?
Yeah, Pep is fine.
Rookie, who do you have as your manager of this team? Rookie's gone, it seems like. Okay.
It's a
straightforward. Abdul,
I'm here. I'm thinking.
Oh, you're thinking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wait, go to Abdul.
Okay. I'm trying to think of someone else. I know. It's hard.
Yeah, I don't want to just pick Pep.
I don't want to pick Pep either.
So, I'm thinking too.
Guys, you can pick Zidane. Zidane is available.
How is he going to be in the team? No.
He can be in the team and coach the team too.
Yeah, player coach. Ancelotti is available as well. Rafa Benitez.
I think
we're picking Ancelotti over Pep.
I think it is wait, definitely Pep.
Okay.
Abdul, I'm ready for your vote. Did you say anyone? Or you're thinking as well?
He's okay, thinking keep thinking. Well.
Winfred, who do you have?
Man, I'm picking Jürgen Cruyff.
You see. Did he coach in the 90s?
God, come on, man.
He didn't even coach any player.
No. Hey, wait. He was the one that taught Pep Guardiola what.
But he did not coach any player in that team. Come on, bro.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
You know what? Just to be different.
It's either between Pep or Zidane, and it will be Pep for me. Yeah.
Actually, to he make broke, things different.
He broke every record in La Liga, won a treble.
So you guys wouldn't pick Mourinho?
I'm throwing it in there.
He won the league.
He broke the points.
But we can throw him out.
Another name we didn't bring up at all.
Diego Simeone.
Yes.
I was about to say Simeone.
I'll pick Simeone before I pick Zidane, actually.
Well, you're obviously a Real Madrid hater.
I think he has the same number.
No. I understand George why would do that because tactically, because Simeone he hates more Madrid. Tactically with. Yeah, if it's that too, but. but I think
Simeone beat the best team in England too. Like you have to put that into perspective.
Oh come on! So this is your reason, George. George, can you have an unbiased conversation? Because this is what I've been asking for you.
So I'm putting down Pep as our manager. I think that we all agree, even though I know Rookie and Abdul try really hard to.
No, it's fine. You can put Pep. It's Pep. I'm on board.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is our team: Casillas, Roberto Carlos, Puyol, Sergio Ramos, Dani Alves, Zidane, Iniesta, Xavi, R7, R9, Lionel Messi. Yeah. How do you guys feel about this team?
This is a great EPS team.
Taking five.
This is a fucking amazing team. Like
EPS definitely taking five. The only team that can stand this La Liga guys is the Italian.
Yeah.
Yo, with Paolo Maldini, Alessandro Nesta.
Cafu. Can we call those guys? Because when were they playing? Can we call them?
Yeah. Nesta, Maldini, Gattuso.
You see,
Del Piero.
That whole Milan team, basically. That's who you're calling out.
It's okay. No problem. Honestly, the only reason why those guys obviously make the team is because since their era, the Serie A has been
shit. Trash. Yeah. Yeah, it really has.
Yeah.
No, man. You have guys like Fernando Totti. He was talented, but just never won in the Calcio.
Francesco, yeah.
No. Francesco Totti won the league.
No. What I'm saying is that if he left like the Calcio, he will have more recognition. But I decided to say guys like Maldini, there's no way you're going to say Maldini was not one of the best defenders in the world.
Yeah, we can put Maldini as left back, right back, center back.
So before we go off to, I guess the last thing we should probably do is let me name the EPL team we have, and I want you all to just tell me what the final score will be. So the EPL team we had was Van der Sar, Ashley Cole, Rio Ferdinand, John Terry, Gary Neville, Ryan Giggs, Frank Lampard, Patrick Vieira, Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. So he's going to be playing against himself. So this is a United version, not the older version. Thierry Henry and Alan Shearer. And the manager was Sir Alex Ferguson. Yeah, exactly, right? So, Rookie, I'm going to start with you. What do you think the score would be? 90-minute game because it's uncut 90. Who wins? What's the final score? And if you like, you can tell us who scores if you want to, you know. Give us more information. But you don't have to do all that. Just give us a final score. In your opinion, of course.
My opinion? 3-2. It's La Liga team.
3-2. Okay. That's a very close. I think it'll be a close game. You don't think it'll be
I don't think it would be a blowout. No, no. I think it will be entertaining. I definitely think it will be an entertaining game. But I think it would still be close.
Okay.
Can we not ask George?
We have to ask George. Like...
No, we don't. We all know, we already know his answer.
We I actually don't know his answer. Abdul, what's your answer, though?
La Liga team, man.
Score.
Yeah, I need a score.
I'll go with rookie to 3-2.
Close game. I think it'll be close.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Winfred.
Oh, yeah, 5-2. 5-2. La Liga.
That's just
yeah. Let me just give you. Ronaldo will score 2 goals.
Which Ronaldo?
No, both Ronaldos will score 2 goals. Iniesta 1 assist. Zidane 1 assist. Messi will score 1 goal, 2 assists. And then the 2 goals that I told you EPL will score. Ramos will play a fantastic game for 85 minutes. Will get a red card and will give them a penalty. And Alan Shearer will score the penalty. And then the 89th minute, though, maybe Ronaldo will just score 1 for EPL guys and will be 5-2.
So are you telling me that Henry won't score against that defense? Come on, man.
Oh. That's what he guy said. That would yeah. give, that's the guy that would get the penalty for EPL. <Right. laughs> I'm sorry.
Okay. I like it. Kerry, what do you think?
Yeah. Maybe like 6-5.
6-5?
This is who's not gonna FIFA. Win?
I'm going to go 6-5. R9 will score a hat trick.
Who's going to win? I don't know who has 6.
Oh, Spain.
Okay.
Yeah, because R9 will score a hat trick, you know, and then Messi will score 2, and then Cristiano will score 1. Mm. In fact, Zizou will have like 2 assists. You know what? R9 will score 2.
Yo, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Is it a charity game?
I mean,
because the way you are giving the score, it's not like a charity game, bro.
So basically, like, what I'm doing is it's an all-time team, so you have to have an all-time score line, you know. You can't
has to be something special,
you know, because you basically have to give the players the respect over their careers. What will R9 do? I'll throw R9 a cool hat trick, man. Just to give him, like, R9 can shoot from 35 yards and score if he wants. Then he can take the ball, dribble everybody on the field and score when he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do that. He's, John Terry is indifferent. He would cut John Terry's life. He would do he's going to, because first off, Messi can occupy like 3 players, you know, because you have to be scared what Messi is going to do. So while defenders are watching him, R9 will leg over everybody and score.
Okay, I like so, it. I don't think I disagree with you, George. Yeah. What do you have as your score? You're on mute, by the way.
It's probably going to be like 10-3. Yeah, because like,
oh, damn it, man! You have
nothing. When we're talking about a realistic scoreline, no,
it's a 90-minute game, by the way. It's not like
it's possible. No, serious, man.
No, I'm actually being serious.
I'm actually being. Wait, you guys have guys. Listen,
George, be serious. Be serious.
You guys, man, I'm actually being serious.
That's the thing. He's been. I was just about to say that he's being serious.
Like you guys, EPL has Gary Neville in that. Was it left back or right back position?
Come on, man.
Right you guys back. Have Gary Neville over there. And then in midfield, you have what, Ferdinand and Terry. Okay, fine. Ashley Cole against Messi. We've already seen what happened when he played against Messi when he was at Chelsea. And then that midfield, they're not going to lose the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not going to lose the ball. Like, come on, man. It's possible. 10-3. Okay, I'll bring it down. 7-2. 7-2 is possible. 7-2.
Okay. Thank you so much for bringing it down. EPL guys will be happy for you. Okay, so everyone has La Liga winning. Rukia and Abdul think it will be close. Winfred, Kerry, and George think it will not be close.
No, 6-5 is close.
Oh, sorry. I forgot you said 6-5. I'm sorry. So Kerry also thinks it will be close.
People think 6'5 is possible.
I absolutely.
You said 7'2. I mean, what you said
7'2.
I said 7'3.
Yeah, because we cannot disrespect the goal scoring prowess and skills of Thierry Henry and Alan Shearer up top. Mm-hmm. Like that defense also cannot handle those strikers. We cannot the power and force of a box to box midfielder like Patrick Vieira, the goal scoring prowess of Frank Lampard. Come on, they will also score goals, but the talent and skill of La Liga will just edge it 6-5 in the 98th minute.
Okay, so let me
end. We can agree on the fact that it would be a close game. Like,
no, I don't think we can all agree on that. I don't think it'll be close at all.
I don't think it'll be
close. Let me give you my quick reasoning as our time is about to finish, and you guys have to, you know, end with my words, which is good. I should be the last one. But I think it's going to be 6-2 La Liga. And let me give you a quick explanation of why. It's going to be 6-2 because La Liga is going to have the ball the whole time. Like George kind of told you, they're not getting the ball from these La Liga guys. We have Iniesta, Xavi, and Zizou. They don't want to defend, so they're not going to ever give up the ball. And they have Messi in the front. They have Cristiano Ronaldo to score headers whenever they cross the ball if they feel like it, which they will never cross. They have R9. Like Kerry said, they can shoot from 35 yards and score when they feel like it. EPL is going to struggle to actually get the ball. I think they'll score 2 goals because when they have it, like when they have the ball, they'll be able to create chances because La Liga is not going to be so strong defensively. But it's really going to be counterattacking.
And that's exactly why the Premier League will score more than 2 goals because there is no DM in that team to fight them. Like when they get the ball, Sergio Ramos is a wild card. Puyol, like Dani Alves is probably up top too with them trying to pass and play. Like they will have easy chances to score.
I understand what you're saying, but my only rebuttal to you is if we remember those Barcelona teams, like
that's Barcelona.
What I'm saying is, to me, we have taken that Barcelona team, we've taken the essence of that team in that midfield, and we've now put incredible players around them, and they're still messing.
Yeah, that's going forward.
Let me ask this last question. They will definitely
keep the ball, but I feel like the EPL team, even with 30% possession, can score 5 goals.
So let me ask this to end the conversation. I know it's not really a conversation ender, but we have 2 minutes, so we have to end it. In your opinion, Kerry, and I'll let other people jump in real quick.
No, you can ask only me.
In your opinion, those Barcelona teams, right, the Pep Barcelona teams, that were playing incredible football. Yeah. If they went up against Sir Alex Ferguson's best United teams, do you think it'd be a close game?
No.
You see, this is a different question.
It is definitely.
It's a completely different question.
It is, and but to me, the reason I'm asking is because I look at those teams as being the backbone.
Yeah, we have some evidence of a Pep team against a Ferguson team, and they destroyed Ferguson's team. But those teams are not the same as these all-time teams.
I agree.
They're not the same at all. United never had it like Thierry Henry up top. Are you kidding me?
Okay. So, in conclusion...
Henry can also dribble everybody and score.
In conclusion, we have La Liga winning. We don't know about how much, but La Liga will definitely win. That's what Uncut Nine is telling you guys. Thanks for being guys.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Popo.
Wait, so what are we doing next week, Popo?
I'll let you know. Maybe see your eye if we feel like it. Nah, I don't...